It's time to put your health in your own hands. Get ready to learn from today's top health and wellness innovators and thought leaders on Optimal Health Radio. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Tammy Patzer, and this is Optimal Health. And today I'm really excited because my guests are from Amelia Island Microgreens. And if you don't know what a microgreen is, we're going to cover that topic today. But something really exciting has happened for Connor and his business partner, mom, Christine, the Hebels. And it is that they have just been awarded $10,000 in order to make their packaging more eco-friendly. So we're going to get into that today. But first, the big question in the room is, okay, who is Connor? He looks a little young if you're watching this on video. Connor, you're 17?
Yep, I'm 17 right now.
So he's a 17-year-old entrepreneur, and he actually was written about by the Florida Times Union. Here's the headline that they had for him: Shark Tank Potential. Teen-grown Amelia Island business spreads the magic of microgreens. So that's a little bit about Connor. And let me tell you a little bit more about him. And again, 17 years old, that's still a young entrepreneur. But here's how Amelia Island microgreens kind of had its, let's say, roots planted years ago. Connor always has had some health challenges, and he was very ill when he was a little boy, and his gut was so bad that he was unable to wear clothing for 6 months. But thank goodness, a naturopathic doctor identified specific foods that would help heal Connor. And so over the years, his family started growing microgreens. And now microgreens have become part of Connor and his entire family's healthy lifestyle. So enter COVID. And I'm going to turn it over to you now so that you can tell about how COVID helped you create Amelia Island microgreens. Connor.
Wonderful. So one of the amazing,
So first of all, thank you, Tammy, for having us on your show. It's really exciting to be here and talk a little bit about Connor's journey and about microgreens, because they are really an incredible food source. In fact, Connor, what do you consider microgreens?
I consider them to be a part of my medicine. They've really helped me. And especially when I was on a really strict diet and all I could have were some meats, some fruits, and some vegetables, I couldn't just go get a protein bar. I either had to make food or I'd have to get someone else to like get food. It wasn't like easy at all. And to have something that I could grow and I could eat, and it was even more nutrient dense than the mature plant, that was just so important to me. And that's what really helped me start my business, was that like, I want to be able to be someone who can help someone else achieve that, because I know how much it helped me. And when COVID hit, and the food prices got really funky, you'd go into stores and there'd be empty shelves. I realized I wasn't the only one with a concern, because that's scary to see that. So that's when I realized that this would be a great opportunity for a business, because it's something everyone needs. Food sustainability is really important right now. And so that's why I started Amelia Island Microgreens at age 15.
Yeah, actually, I think you were 14.
Wow.
I was out investing a few hundred dollars, like a lot of us, putting in a garden in my backyard. And Connor actually turned to me and said, you know, Mom, we should teach people how to grow microgreens. And I'm like, what a great idea.
Well, think about it. So you're out in your yard trying to grow a garden. And how big of a garden were you trying to plant?
We put in, what, about 5 raised beds. And here in Florida, the earth is very sandy. So we had to first amend the soil, and we did some raised beds in so that the grass wasn't just growing right into it. I would say we put, I want to say about $600 into the backyard garden that has marginally produced anything.
Some tomatoes and some beans. Yeah. Even after weeding pretty much weekly and doing what we would think would work.
Yeah, we're pretty good at growing weeds.
Yeah, we're good at growing weeds, but that's about it.
So you invested $600 into, let's just say, dirt in order to start growing what you thought would help you become sustainable. But what made you stop and say, wait a second, microgreens are going to be a much better way to get the nutrition that we want, the food we want, and that sustainability, that food sustainability. I don't think a lot of people, the average people, think about food sustainability because we go to the grocery store and we buy whatever it happens to be in the grocery store on any particular day. Can you talk a little bit more about what made you say microgreens and take that from your nutritional medicine out into the big world?
Well, I think the first thing is, and you'll hear this a lot with different people, is I don't have enough time. There's not enough time. That's one of those things that we all struggle with, is like having enough time for everything in our day. And so having a garden, there's so much time you have to put into it. First making the garden, then there's maintaining it and all of the information you have to learn. It's all like, it can be very intense and a lot to learn. So microgreens are, you plant them, it takes like 30 minutes at the most, like probably as a beginner. And then you just water once a day. You just put a cup of water in and that's all you need to do. It's not going to take you a long time. There's no weeding. There's no bugs. You don't have to worry about what time of year you're planting as well. Cause Florida has a whole different way of planting.
Yeah. And they're ready. What? 7 to 10 days.
Yeah. I like to say you may not have a green thumb, but you have a microgreen thumb.
I was reading some of that. Some of your clients have actually said that they were hesitant to even try anything because they've never had any luck, but they were successful with microgreens. So what are microgreens exactly? I mean, are they one type of plant? Are they different plants? What are they exactly?
So microgreens, if you're familiar with this, like little alfalfa sprouts, they're the stage right after. And so they're plants that are grown for up to 7 days. So you can get all different types of microgreens. It's not like a specific seed. You can, like, for example, broccoli seed or broccoli microgreens, they're grown with the same broccoli seeds you would use to plant a whole head of broccoli outside. You just plant so densely and if you were to grow broccoli, you wouldn't grow it all like how you would a microgreen, because they would all choke each other out because you have so many seeds.
So we presently carry about 13 varieties of microgreens, but there are more. So we're always adding to our selection. When we have a customer that comes in, for example, somebody wanted cress, so we added cress to the microgreens. Connor has his seed resale license, and so he's able to buy in bulk and then in turn around and pass those savings on to our clients. And Since we're talking about seeds, I think one of the things that's most important to understand about microgreens, just like when you're doing sprouts, is that the seed quality is extremely important. I do not recommend at all going to your hardware store and just picking up seeds. We buy specific seeds that are organic, heirloom, when we can get them, and organic and non-GMO. But as important as all of that is the seeds that we get, we have traceability. So they check all the pathogens, because you do not want to have E. coli on your seeds. And then because you're eating so close to the seed, if you're, that's what happened with sprouting when back in probably the 80s, there was a big deal about how dangerous it was. Well, it wasn't dangerous to eat sprouts. It's dangerous to eat sprouts that haven't come from quality seeds, because you're just incubating whatever would be on those seeds. So we make sure that we have quality seeds. And like I said, Connor's got his seed resale license. That's the biggest thing, is the quality of the seed. You don't want to just use any seeds out there. But Connor's absolutely right. You know, these are the same seeds that would grow a head of broccoli or mustard seeds, you know, but we're eating them really when they're small. The stage of a microgreen scientifically has been shown to be the most nutritiously dense stage in the life cycle of a plant. In fact, a lot of the microgreens are up to 40% more nutritious than the mature plant. So not only are you getting, it's so exciting that you can eat them within 7 to 10 days of planting them. You don't have to wait for months, but you actually get to eat them at the most nutritiously dense stage in that life cycle. So you don't have to eat as much to get the same nutrition.
You can't get more farm to table than that.
Another great thing about eating microgreens that you're growing is that you're actually cutting them and then eating them right after you've cut them. We go over, we cut them, we put them in our salad, or we put them on tacos, or I'll spread them on my eggs. And so that's live food. Like Connor said, you know, farm to table, you can't get farm to. Most of our produce that we're eating from the store has been picked weeks and sometimes even months before it gets to us. It's been sprayed. We were talking to a blueberry farmer here that's local, and I asked him why he's not an organic farm. And he said he's better than organic, because if he took, and it's quite expensive to get certified as organic, which he can, he just hasn't invested in it, because if he was to take and put those organic blueberries into market, when he takes them to the store, he actually has to spray them because the store doesn't want it. So all of your organic food was organically grown. Does not mean that it has not met pesticides on its way to market. So you're actually in control of the quality of the water, the quality of the air. It wasn't grown next to a freeway with all of the exhaust. You've got the quality of the water. Some of the, we were talking to a naturopathic doctor, and he was saying a lot of the farms over in the Fertile Valley in California are being watered with fracking water, which he found out because he has prostate cancer. As a vegan naturopathic doctor, he was shocked, and he found out that that was happening. And thallium is very high. So it's just a way for us to have some quality food that you're in total control of. And like Connor said, it's super easy to grow, and you're eating in 10 days. I mean, it's awesome.
So I think you said the way that, that once you plant them and you cut that, you cut them, do they, how long do they keep growing before you have to have like a new crop?
So you'll only get about one grow out of it. If it does grow back a little bit, you won't be getting as much nutrition, because the nutrition's coming from the seed itself. But what you can do is you can take that and you can plant that in a garden or something like that, compost it. And also chickens love the root carpet, the carpet with the, like the soil and the roots, they'll just devour it.
Yeah. Microgreens are actually the stage right before the plant starts uptaking nutrients from the soil. And so we're growing in a completely sterile medium. Like Connor said, all the nutrients come from the sun, the water, and the, well, no nutrients from the water, but the sun, the water, and the seed itself.
So you've created these different kits. Can you describe like the most popular kit you have?
So we have our people kits and our pet kits. Those two have different markets. As far as the people kits, we have our deluxe, which is, I believe, our most popular, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It's two trays and six crops.
So we have two ready set grow kits. One is our standard. It's a one tray and three crops. And a crop is simply the growing medium that we talked about that's completely sterile. We have two different types that we give in the initial kit so that people can determine whether they like jute mat or coco coir better. Both of them, the jute mat is a vegetable fiber growing medium, and the coco coir is made from coconut husk. Sterilized coconut husk. And pretty much the only thing that they do is keep the seeds from falling through the holes in the tray. That's what, and kind of keep things together. And then our deluxe kit that Connor was talking about, we double it for $15 more. So you get two trays and six crops in that kit. And the reason that kit is so popular is because, when you, like you said, it's about 7 days to grow your kit, your crop. So as you're eating off of that tray of microgreens, you're growing your other one. And then you just rotate those two trays. That's why we put the two tray kit together for people who don't want to either harvest and grow the next one while they're eating that out of the refrigerator, or they would eat the tray and then they'd start over and they'd have a 7 day wait period before they had microgreens again.
So where do you grow the microgreens? Like on your kitchen table and the window? Where would you set these kits up?
We recommend close to a window, just ambient light. It doesn't have to be direct sunlight. If you grow a lot of microgreens, you can grow them under LED lights.
Yeah, some people have beautiful windowsills that are phenomenal for, you know, putting a tray of microgreens down. We just put a small shelf next to, we had a sliding glass door in the back, and we would grow. It doesn't have to, like Connor said, it doesn't have to be in direct sunlight, just ambient light.
Sounds like it's pretty easy. So you have clients, you're in the Amelia Island, which is in the Jacksonville, Florida area. Do you have like restaurants or other clients like that? Or are most of the people who get your kits in individuals?
So unlike most microgreen farmers, we haven't focused on growing and selling live microgreens. We have had some restaurants that have reached out to us, and we have a cut sheet we can provide.
We did for a little bit cater to some restaurants and stuff, but then we focused back on our mission, which is our mission is to educate and empower people to grow their own nutrient rich, delicious, and economical food. And we really want to not like supply the microgreens, but give people the ability to grow their own. Teach a man to fish and he'll be able to get fish for the rest of his days.
Okay. So teach someone how to grow microgreens and they'll feed themselves highly nutritious
exactly
food for a long time. Plus you can educate your children and it'd be a perfect thing. Like I'm a grandmother, so for me to push down to my children and grandchildren about, hey, let's go grow some microgreens. So you have different kits. If somebody wants to buy some of these kits, how do they reach out to you to order them?
So we have, if you're in the Amelia Island area, which we highly recommend, it's an amazing, beautiful island. We named our business after it. We feel very blessed to live here. At Nassau Health Food and Coastal Cottage, they carry the kits as well. One of the pet microgreen kits is available at Red Bones Dog Bakery and Bar. They now have a bar in there. It's the coolest place to go. We also have our website, www.ameliaislandmicrogreens.com, and you can order your kits off of there.
Great. That sounds like a perfect gift any time of the year. Tell me more about the $10,000 grant that you have just gotten. It was from Federal Express, Hello Alice, and the Global Entrepreneurial Network, if I remember. Tell me, what was the process on that grant, and explain a little bit more about how you're going to be using that $10,000 grant.
Yeah, so anybody who has a small business, I highly recommend them checking out Hello Alice. They've got, not only do they have funding sources, of which grants are one of the many sources that they have on there, but they also do some webinars and have some other resources that really are helpful to small businesses. So I love Hello Alice. They made the whole process of writing our first grants very simple. And that whole process actually really helped us focus and understand our business, whether we got the grant or not. Going through the process was extremely helpful for us to kind of home in and be much more concise with what our understanding of our business is. So that was helpful. This grant was actually written with the intention that we would get rid of all of the single-use plastic in our kits. So as a small startup business, we were using off-the-shelf packaging, and much of that was affordable to us at that time was plastic based. And unfortunately, there's a supply and demand, and your eco-friendly packaging is much more expensive. So we wrote the grant around getting rid of all of our single-use plastic.
So that single-use plastic, how do you describe that, like, what part of the kit is now going to be different that you're able to make such a dramatic difference in your packaging?
So the trays themselves are a PVC, you know, food safe plastic, and we've written another grant. Phase three is to actually phase that out, and we're going to actually have to design and create a two-tier tray that's made out of something that's not plastic. So right now, unfortunately, that'll stay. But
at least it's reusable as well.
Yeah, it's reusable, and it is food safe. But we have some plastic that we use to keep in place things like the water bottle and the seeds. And then we've been using cellophane shrink wrap around the kit. And so we'll be able to replace all of that we're going to create a box that will be branded with the Amelia Island microgreens. And the great thing is there are a couple other benefits that happen as well as becoming more eco-friendly. We'll reduce the assembly time by over 50%. And we have some damage because of the cellophane is not easy for display at stores and in transportation. And so we'll get rid of some of the damage that occurs with that, as well as I think it's just going to be a whole lot easier for stores to display it and hopefully be able to make sales without us being there to explain the microgreens. We'll be able to put some of that information on the packaging that isn't available at this time. So people just looking at it can understand what is in the box.
Wow, that's phenomenal that, number one, that you were able to articulate all of that. Because when you think about it, you know, your box of microgreens and all the good it can do. And like you said, you have to educate people about microgreens. I mean, I've learned more in our short conversation about microgreens. I had no idea. You know, my extent of what I thought a microgreen was and what it really is two totally different things. Because of course, my knowledge went back to bean sprouts or alfalfa sprouts. That was my limited knowledge of anything even remotely similar to this. So you've got this $10,000 grant. You're well on your way to making your packaging more eco-friendly and everything. You've been doing this for what, 2 years now, this business?
Yeah, 2 years.
So what do you see happening in the future? Are you going to make it to Shark Tank?
I hope so.
That's the goal. Great. We've written another grant through Hello Alice that we're really hoping to get.
Fingers crossed.
And that's through the umbrella of the Pepsi-Cola company. Stacy's Chips is under Pepsi-Cola, and they have a grant that not only is it a financial grant, but it has a year of mentorship. And for us, at the position we are in this business, that is more valuable than the money, because we do see ourselves moving into big box stores. With Connor's medical challenges, he doesn't have the same level of energy. They call it the spoon theory. There's only so many spoons in a day, and where are you going to put those spoons? And if you overuse the spoons that you have, then the next day, you know, you're taking the energy from the next day. It takes him a day to recover. So right now we've been mostly doing marketing at vendor markets, farmers market type of things. And that's really not sustainable for Connor, nor is it scalable.
Right. Yeah.
So what we really, and we've got, you know, this line of pet microgreens that we'd like to see in pet stores. We went to a convention for reptiles, which was an amazing experience for me. And a lot of people came by and said, hey, you know, I'd love to have a kit for this pet or that pet, you know, and all the way from birds to reptiles to all sorts of pets that we had never really considered. So we would love to see that grant come through so that we could put together a line that would go into the stores and or on Shark Tank, if Shark Tank would like to pick it up. It's a niche that is not out there right now.
So here's a question that came to mind. Okay, so of the sharks that are out there right now, that are regular sharks, is there one that if you were able to say, oh my goodness, if I could get this shark to be my mentor, which shark would it be?
Ooh, that is a tough.
That is tough.
I always feel feel for the people when they have to make a decision. They've gotten three or four offers. It goes between a couple of them because having somebody who has products that are in, I think there's one that has been Bed Bath & Beyond, but then there's also the QVC route that I see as being a huge market for us if we could get onto QVC. And I know it can be done because Amelia Island Toffee, another local business, got on QVC or Home Shopping Network, one of those two. So I 100% believe that that is a reachable market for us.
I agree. And I actually if you think about it, Home Shopping Network is headquartered, I believe, in St. Peter, Tampa, which is down the road from you. And I know that they're always looking for new products and different things all the time. So that should be definitely be on your list of things to look into, because I know they're always doing like interviews with people with products and looking to introduce products. So there you go, Shark Tank, Home Shopping Network, QVC, all of those are probably really good opportunities. So before I let you go again, remind everyone how they can get in contact with you if they would like to order, because I know they can order directly from your website if they're not local. So most of the people listening to this will probably be spread across the country or the world. So how can people get in contact with you?
Sure. So our website again is www.amelia, A-M-E-L-I-A, Island, I-S-L-A-N-D, microgreens.com. They can also contact us via our phone number at 904-337-8167. And we do, for the people who are lucky enough to be local to Amelia Island or the Jacksonville area, we do offer free delivery. Just give us a call. If you order off the website, it'll charge you shipping. But if you give us a call, we can work that out. We also do have a subscription on our seed refills. So people who want to make sure that they never run out of the seeds, Connor puts together a fun little booklet with information on the seeds that are available each month. And so people can sign up for the seeds refill subscription as well.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So everybody remember, it is Amelia Island microgreens.com. And go to their website because there's a lot of other information. They have a blog. They have some ideas for recipes. They have information and they have a lot of more kits than what we talked about today. And that subscription service really sounds phenomenal. That sounds like a way to have, that evergreen garden of micro. Before I let you go, so is there anything that you would like to remind people about how important it is to be in control of your own food resources?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that question. I can tell you that being in this business this last 2 years has opened my eyes to what's behind the veil. And I'm sure I've only gotten a glimpse. We completely were unable to get one of the products that go in our kit. We got the last 2,000 Cocoa Core discs, and they are not available anymore in the United States. And it's because the shipping went from, I've talked to a number of our distributors or the people that we get our stuff from, they said that a container that before COVID was about, those big shipping containers would be about $2,500 for them to have one filled up and ship over full of Cocoa Courier, let's say. And that went up to over $6,000 during COVID. And if your ship was lucky enough to be stuck in a harbor and receive the penalties, they pass those on to the customers. And so our products went up hugely over COVID. Our seeds all doubled, and we did not pass those costs on to our customers at this point. But people need to understand, it's not just the price of gasoline that has caused everything to go up. If you look at the shelves, if it was just the price of gasoline, there would be no empty spaces on the shelves in any of the stores. And we still walk through our grocery store and there are places that have no product on them. And that is not because the price of gasoline went up. That is, they are not able to get certain products to get their product put together to get to you on the shelves. People need to really be aware that food does not come from a grocery store. There is a whole bunch of stuff that happens to get that food to your store. And it's not moving as smoothly as it used to. And it is just very, I mean, even if you bought a kit and you didn't plant it and you didn't grow, which I don't recommend, I think there's just so many benefits to eating microgreens. But if all you did is had that on your shelf, because they're seeds, they're shelf stable, just keep them out of the sun and keep them not wet or they'll grow. That way, if nothing else, you have a kit in case of, you know, it's part of your prepping. I guess in Florida, we think that way because we have hurricanes. But everybody needs to have a little bit of availability to grow some of their own food.
I think that's a really good piece of advice that everyone should be thinking about, creating their own food stability and sustainability. And like you said, you don't have to plant it right away. You'd have it for the future because they're seeds. And I've heard that before, that there's actually a cache of seeds somewhere where if anything were to ever happen, they have like seeds stored away somewhere so that things could be brought back if anything would ever happen where things got destroyed. Well, with that, thank you so much, Connor and Christine. Again, it's AmeliaIslandMicrogreens.com. Go check it out. We've certainly been well educated today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Dr. Tammy.
Thank you so much. It was really great talking to you.
Thanks. Everyone, this is Dr. Tammy Patzer, and this is Optimal Health.
You've been listening to today's top health and wellness innovators and thought leaders on Optimal Health Radio. To get more solid health and wellness information, visit OptimalHealthRadio.com.